Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is, and welcome to the first edition of The Download with Nerd Solo. I'm your host, Nerd Solo. Feels good to be back on the Blog Talk Radio Network. People, I'm not new to this. I've been here for many, many years. Started my radio venture back in 2012 up in Nyack, New York. Got on the Talk Zone Radio Network, dabbled around with various blogs, still on a couple of blogs, but I brought it back to the Blog Talk Radio. Feels good. Today is the 4th of June, 2023. It is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I have a lot on my mind. As a nerd, we think a lot. We're very analytical. We have things that we want to say, things that people primarily don't want to hear. So because of that, you guys have me for the next 58 minutes. I will not disappoint. Leisure. It is the cancer to success. Leisure is the cancer to success. We're going to talk about that tonight. What exactly do I mean when I say leisure is the cancer to success? People at 55 years old, I have the pleasure, I have had the pleasure of watching a lot of people go up high and then fall down low. I have watched a lot of people go up high, reach a certain point, never come down, however, they never moved forward. I realize now at 55 years old, I now see and have a lot of examples of why individuals don't ever grow. And when I look around and see a stunning of individuals' growth, when I look around and I see that someone has done something, was excellent at doing it, did it in a timely manner, but never got further or above that plateau, there seems to be the one culprit, the one common denominator, the now understand all of be all, and that is leisure. Yep, leisure. If it's one thing that I try to tell individuals when it comes to leisure is that you cannot transition off of it easily. You can't. There are individuals that think that you can go party for a week, wake up and go to work the next day. I assure you, this is not the case. There are individuals that hit the club the second they get off work Friday until Sunday night. It's time to go to bed to get up to go to work on Monday. Those individuals think that they can transition into a work life. I'm here to tell you, you can't. I'm here to tell you as an individual that did not party. I'm here to tell you as an individual that did not look at a certain period of my life where I had to get out and shake it. I'm here to tell you, that it is not that easy. And leisure is an addiction. And leisure oftentimes don't have no rules. And because it don't have no rules, the consequences of leisure are far more greater than the consequences of actually working hard. I mean, really, what are the consequences of failing when you try to work hard? What are you kidding me? What exactly are the consequences of failing from working hard? Not making enough. The remedy to that is just trying harder next time. But when we talk about the consequences of leisure, I have another broadcast called Dad's Traded for Child Support. And I can honestly say here tonight, this is where that title is born from. I've helped over 200,000 men in my 20-plus year career. I have written books on child support. I have written books on fathers. And I can tell you, I've helped over 200,000. I probably talked to a million. And I can tell you, based on that, from just in that lane, in that arena alone. When it comes to leisure, you got an 18-year bid. The one thing that I tell individuals is you will send your money to area code 910-91830. In 9 months, for 18 years, every 30 days, you will send money from your paycheck to somewhere else. I'm sorry, 93, 93018. After 9 months, every 30 days for 18 years. That's it. I'm sorry. I haven't said it in a while. Excuse me. So that's it. 93018. In 9 months, every 30 days for 18 years, you will send money from your paycheck somewhere else behind leisure. I know individuals that were married and had multiple children on their wife. Why? Leisure. I haven't ran across one individual yet that cheated on their wife with another job. I haven't met one individual yet that cheated on their wife by helping somebody build a company. I have, for 20-plus years, listened to multiple stories every week about how individuals had a baby when their obligations and love, both in love and finances, was to somebody else. But what got them there? Leisure. I know individuals that are not living up to their potential, nowhere near it. But what's the culprit? Leisure. When it comes to leisure, we have so many terms for it, do we not? Yeah, we do. Yep. I'm getting turned up. I'm getting bent. I'm getting lit. There are so many drugs that have all kind of jiggy cool names, zigzags, woolly-woos, whoop-de-woos. Of course, I'm exaggerating because I really don't know any, but I'm sure there's a lot of names for drugs as long as they make you feel good. Yeah, they make you feel good. And this is where we're at. Leisure. It's the cancer to success. People, you cannot do both. You can't do both. You cannot assume that you're going to party the night away and get up and work the day off, work the tail off, excuse me. It's not going to happen. But why are people so addicted to the leisure life? Why are so many people addicted to the leisure life? Why? Well, I'm going to take a couple of stabs at it, and I'm going to say this. What I've noticed is this. There are individuals that have failed in life, and leisure is somewhat of an addiction to try and compensate for what has not been accomplished in their attempt at success. So what they do is they take leisure and they say, you know what, if I can't do that, then I'll do this. And leisure becomes somewhat of a prescription for failure. I've seen it. How many times have individuals gotten in trouble for working too hard? How many times have individuals gotten in trouble for those leisure times? How many? I can't tell you. In my business, I don't have the business now. I actually shut the business down. And, I have residuals of that with my current company, with the National Fathers League and the League of Dads. I have residuals of that now. So let me speak on it from that. I am helping a lot of individuals, and have helped a lot of individuals that got into trouble when they was a teen. Got into trouble when they were teenagers. When they were a teenager. They got into trouble when they were a teenager. And the unfortunate of that trouble from when they were a teenager, it's hampering them from getting a decent paying job. It's hampering them from getting a decent paying job. So what is the narrative to be understood when you can't get a decent paying job from some fun that you are having when you were a teenager? Now, and let me, I kind of say this a lot. I say, let me go left. So allow me to go left for a second. Allow me to go left. Allow me to go left. And listen, if in fact you are listening to us right now on the Blog Talk Radio, and we broadcast every night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you got something to call in and you want to add to the conversation, 515-605-9866. That is the call number. Let me say that again and slow it down. 515-605-9866. That is the number to call in if you want to add your two cents in on the conversation. Of course, tonight we are talking about leisure. It is the cancer to success. So there are individuals that I'm helping now, and these individuals are in a lot of trouble. And as I started stating before I did the plug-in, I'm going to go left for a second. Because, number one, I'm honest with myself, and number two, I am going to always speak from the perspective and the narrative of greatness. I really don't care. I don't care about hard times that were brought upon somebody based on wrong that they've done. I don't care, and I'm going to tell you why. My name is Nerd Solo. I didn't get that name because it's a cool name. I got the name because everybody made fun of me. It was a crime to do the right thing where I'm from. I was crucified. I'm single now, you know. I'm not, you know, I have my life, I have my stuff together. That's another story. But I have looked at a lot of individuals that made me feel like I was piece of trash for not wanting to just be reckless. You know, I was made fun of. So I kind of listen to these individuals, and I can kind of plug in when I listen to an individual that tried to explain to me about how they should have some type of, there should be a percentage of understanding because they lived a life and they were young and they just didn't know no better and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, here's what I've learned. Here's what I've seen when it comes to leisure. People don't look beyond leisure. I've seen it. People don't look beyond it. They don't look beyond it. They do not look beyond it. What do I mean by they don't look beyond it? What I'm saying to you is that there are individuals that, long as they're having that good time, they will spend all their energy. They will put all logic on pause. They will put everything on hold just to get that dopamine hit of leisure and really don't care 2 cents about time past that leisure. To me, what I've seen individuals that act as if they can transition out of that moment of leisure and get back to their world. They almost act as if that leisure time that they have is some type of time that is suspended in time and does not count towards your life. Yeah, they literally act like leisure don't count towards your life. And leisure does count towards your life. And because it does, they are finding themselves in real life-altering situations outside the leisure. People, I'm going to tell you something. I'm the youngest in my family. I have 3 older brothers and, of course, my dad. So 6 of us in the family, mom, dad, 4 brothers. And as the youngest, I got to watch everybody's mistakes. My dad, my 2 oldest brothers, I got one, the third, he passed away. Even the unfortunates of his life was brought to an end behind some fun and games. Although an accident spawned from it, it was for fun. It was having fun. My dad passed away in 2008. When I was a kid, my dad showed me how, and my dad showed and gave me the very work ethics that I am running on today on the 4th of June, 2023. My dad showed me these work ethics. My dad was making $28,000 a week, died broke. Let me say that again. My dad was making $28,000 a week when I was a kid, passed away when I was 37, excuse me, broke. What happened? What happened? What happened with my dad? The leisure started to far exceed the work. People, leisure does not pay. You pay for it. And if you got everything that you got that'll make you have better leisure times, you do have to replenish the work life that brought you and gave you that leisure life that you have. Of course, I'm talking about the ability to go on trips. I'm talking about the yacht, the ski-doo, the motorcycle, myself. I have a motorcycle. I have 2 of them to be exact. I have 2 sports cars. I have more cars than that. I'm just telling you, 2 of them are sports cars. And I am today still applying a work ethic to my leisure life. I'm sorry, to my work life, and I still don't engage in much leisure. I have to be honest with you. I'm 54. I will actually be 55 in a couple of months, and that's when my life is going to change. I am going to somewhat retire. It's the reason why I brought myself back to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I'm just going to get more into doing more of the content creator's life. But I'm telling you here today, my dad, I got to watch my dad, unfortunately, spend more at the end of his life, spend more time leisurely than work. And the unfortunate thing, that caught up with him. Hey, listen, there are individuals out there that are having issues in family court. You can give the National Fathers League a call. 732-875-9111. Once again, that number is 732-875-9111. The National Fathers League and the League of Dads, what they do is they help with child support issues. They help with custody issues. They are a non-attorney spokesperson. What I tell everybody is what I always tell individuals. Seek help with family court issues via a father's advocacy group. We don't like attorneys. Attorneys they're on a mission, and their simple mission is to drag things out. They have absolutely no resolution. If I can give you an example, if you can call or send them a text and text them and ask them, how did I lose custody when I had a house and the mother of the child or ex-wife was renting a room and sleeping on a couch? How did I lose custody with an attorney? Text 732-875-9111. You'll get your answer. The guys over there, at the League of Dads and the National Fathers League, we give answers and results. They do have the initial consultation, which is a $50 consultation. As always, 70% of individuals that pay for the $50 consultation get everything they need out of that $50 consultation. The other 30% go on to hire the League of Dads and the National Fathers League for custody and child support services. All right. Leisure. Now, let me say this. How many of you listening to me have heard of the Fast and Furious franchise? Let me just throw this in there. The Fast and Furious franchise. And you heard of the unfortunate death of Ryan O'Connor, a.k.a. Paul Walker. How did he pass away? He passed away because he got into a car just to have a little fun. And the unfortunate, that fun cost him his life. It cost him his life. So rest in peace, Paul Walker, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Leisure has a bigger price than hard work would ever have. Hard work costs you some energy, nothing that some good rest can't cure. Not help with, cure. So we're talking about leisure tonight, and it is the cancer to success. Here on the Down Low with Nerd Solo, that's me, and I want to continue this thing and talk about the unfortunate. I want to talk about teen pregnancy. I want to talk about teen pregnancy. Very touchy subject, but I want to talk about it. When we talk about teen pregnancy, we talk about individuals that, when we talk about teen pregnancy, we talk about individuals that has not developed. We're talking about individuals that has not lived their life. They haven't. When we talk about teen pregnancies, even though we're talking about teens, we are still talking about children. So I'm, as an individual that did radio for well over a dozen years now, just under a dozen years. Well, next year it'd be a dozen years. Nonetheless, I had the fortunate of doing a lot of studies and doing a lot of research. right? And so here's a study that was done. Last time we checked on this study was 2018, and so that was 5 years ago now. And that study was done from 1990 to 2016. So that is 26 years, according to my calendar and yours. 26 years. And the study was done on teen pregnancy, right? And the study on teen pregnancy showed us the demographics amongst Caucasian, Black, and Spanish women. And the results will shine a light on the unfortunate issues that is going on with poverty in the Black community. So I'm going to say this, because we're talking about leisure, and we all know that intimacy is a beautiful thing. Some would say it feel good. Some is in it just for the game. And I think the unfortunate thing with a lot of these young women is they don't understand that. I think that they really think that love strikes them at 14 and 15 years old, and the individual is so much into them, and they don't see the side effects of the unfortunates of teen pregnancy. But as a Black man myself, it's unfortunate to hear some of the narratives that they ultimately come up with. Children are a blessing, and I totally disagree with that. They're not a blessing. The ability to have them is the blessing, not having them. You know, if you think having a child is a blessing from God, then cool. I don't think so. I think the ability, all right? And if you disagree with that, go ask the couple that can't have a child, all right? Go ask them, all right? So the study went something like this. Spanish women, number one at teen pregnancy. Number one at teen pregnancy. And the... The beautiful thing out of this life-altering situation is, in the Spanish community, their family morals and values are so strong that almost all of them are marrying the individual that they have a baby with. So the mother isn't bearing the burden of the child. The second, when it comes to teen pregnancy, Black women, or should we say Black kids, they are number two at teen pregnancy. The unfortunate with this study showed us that they don't marry the individual. By the time that the child is born, from conception till 9 months later, majority of them aren't even in a relationship anymore. So that little child is having a child all by herself. Now, the great Dave Ramsey has showed us that when you have a baby while you're in your teens, Dave Ramsey mentioned the study that said something to the nature, and I'm paraphrasing, you only have a 6% chance of being successful after you have a baby in your teens. All right? Don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is the fact that we're just out having fun. Everything is cool, and it's just this big old leisure that is unfortunately costing individuals a lot more than it is actually worth. Okay, so, and then the unfortunates of the second and third Black women, or should say Black children, are also number one at those stats. Last to have a baby in their teens are Caucasian girls. And they, the studies that was done was shown that the majority of them don't miss a beat. It's almost like it never even happened. I can do another show on why that is. But teen pregnancy, from what studies have shown, when it comes to black girls, it's more of a cancer for success. If there are any women of color listening to this today, this thing where we're all going to just get together and raise this child, that is not the answer. Prevention. Prevention is the answer. DWIs. Oh, we just love to just go out to the club. We had a long day at work. We want to go out to the club. We want to get turned up. We want to get bent. We want to get loose. This is our life. This is what it's about. Oh man, it's free drinks after 8 o'clock. Whatever narrative. I have never been to a bar in my life. I've been to a strip club. 2 days before I shipped out to Desert Storm, I went to a strip club. I think there's a bar connected with that. It's the same thing. Bar, party. I went to a strip club bar 2 days before we shipped out for Desert Storm back in 1990. So that was 33 years ago. Last time I've been to a club, a bar, 33 years ago. So individuals, they're out there, and it's time to get turned up. It's time to get crunk. And the unfortunate of a DWI can be catastrophic. It could end the life as you know it, both actually and and mentally. You can truly get yourself into something heavy when it comes to a DWI. You can really be in a position that there's really a point of no return. When a person gets a DWI, the unfortunate, the variables that come with a DWI, from going out having fun. I actually watched a video a couple of days ago where an individual got arrested, and the guy was still, even at the, when they arrested him and took him to the precinct, he still was out of it. He was like, "What happened? Did I have an accident?" And they said, "Yes, you had an accident." "Yeah." And they said, "Unfortunately, you killed somebody." And the look on his face, it's serious business. And if I can go left again, all right? This is me talking now. This is my personal thoughts on the situation. I mentioned earlier that I'm kind of hard on individuals that messed up in life, and I'm kind of hard on them. And I gave the example earlier. I was kind of hard on them because I was actually made fun of because I wasn't. But I'm gonna take another swing of understanding at this and say this. When you wake up in the morning, why would you want a percentage of your life to be out of your control? Why would you want that? Think about what I just said. Why would you want a percentage of your life to be out of your control? Why commit an act that will put control over your life on hold and hand over to something or someone else. Why do that? Why do that? Why do that? Why do that? Remember, y'all, you need help with child support issues, text 732-875-9111. Text $50 consultation, I'm ready. Get yourself a consultation for child support. Get yourself a consultation for custody issues. Remember, 70% of individuals that pay that $50 consultation don't ever need to hire the League of Dads or the National Fathers League for coaching or document prep services. 70%, that is a high number. That means in that one-hour consultation that you may have, you may get all the answers to everything you need outside of that, all right? You make the other 30% go on to hire the League of Dads and the National Fathers League for continuous coaching services and document prep services as well, all right? So think about it. I have a friend of mine, and the one thing that he would always say, when you are out of control, the only thing you're doing is leaving. What he would always say is, when you are out of control, you only leave it up to someone else to control you. That's it. Think about that. Think about what I just said. When you are out of control, the only thing you're doing is leaving it up to someone else to control you. That's all you're doing. Think about that. Think about someone you may know that did some unfortunate when they were a child, did something that was unfortunate, was out having fun, an accident happened, now they're in a position, they're in a situation where it is just, it's not looking good, when it comes to resolution, there it is. When it comes to a resolution to the situation, good is nowhere in the equation. It's not looking good. All right? Think about how that person lives. When I was a kid, and I think I seen the picture 15 years later, but when I was a kid, there was a picture that came out called Scared Straight. Scared Straight. And then about 10 years ago, Scared Straight 15 years later aired. And I remember the one kid, and they showed flashback of the kid when he did the original airing of Scared Straight. And he was just a skinny little kid, and he just was. The guy says to him, the grown man, of course, doing a narration of the show. He says, "So you're a tough guy." He said, "Yeah, I'm a tough guy." And the second he said "tough guy," he froze it. And they said, out of all 12 kids that attended this program, he's the only one that's in prison today. Matter of fact, he's the only one that went to prison. And they saved him for last. But then they showed the one person that was crying to their mommy, and then they showed him today. He had a beautiful life. IT tech. I'm fabricating their careers because I don't remember. But they all was doing good. It was like, holy smokes, the program worked. But then they showed the one individual that said, "Yeah, I'm a tough guy," and I remember they was outside the prison. And they was going through one part of the prison to the other. And they were like, "Open the gate." And he just turned around and looked up at the tower. And this guy was like 6'2" now, big. The guy was a giant. And he was asking them questions. And behind some leisure, behind some something, you hear it. If I could just take that moment back. If I could just grab this moment. If I could go back in time. Leisure spawns success. I guess I'm being a hypocrite. Because I'm here to tell y'all tonight, here on the Down Low with Nerd Solo, that leisure is the cancer to success. But it actually isn't. It actually is successful at helping you lose. How about that? How about that? People, I have my motorcycle license. And this is something that my dad told me. My dad taught us, and I have to put this out on the table, because I tell people a lot that my dad taught me. Actually, my dad never actually taught me. Out of the 100 lessons that I got from my dad, he actually only taught me like 2 of them. My dad actually only taught me 2 of them. The other 98 lessons that I got from my dad, I benefited from him teaching my brothers, and I just happened to be there and learn it too. That's what my biggest problem is. You know, when kids were 6 and 7 playing with their toys and everything, I was in New York City delivering packages for my dad's company. I never really was a kid. Never really did the kid thing, but it's okay. But this lesson did not teach to me, but so I'm going to tell you guys how my dad presented this lesson and how I'm benefiting from it today. My dad, we was all in the car, in the truck, I'm sorry. We was in the truck, and we all 4 of us fitted in the truck with no problem. So we're in the truck, and my dad said, "Hey, you know my friend Jimmy?" We said, "Yeah." And my dad said, "Jimmy will just blow through a stop sign." And then I don't know if it was called suicide back in the 70s or 80s, but they call those suicides today, where you just get on a motorcycle and you just blow through it. 100 miles an hour, you just blow through a stop sign. They're called suicides. It's Russian roulette of motorcycle riding. And although I would never do that, just there's a lesson that I'm going with this. But my dad said, "That is crazy." My dad said, "Jimmy must have had about 5 accidents playing around. Leisure. Jimmy must have had about 5 accidents on a motorcycle." My dad said, "I never had 1. My dad said, "I never laid the bike down. I never took a spill." He never said I never took a spill, but that's what it got. That's one of the definitions that they call it. Of course, when he said this, I didn't know. I was a little kid. But he said, "I never laid the bike down." And today, as an individual that had motorcycle license my entire adult life, I've owned motorcycles my entire adult life. As I'm broadcasting right now, I'm looking at my motorcycle. I've never had an accident. Never took a spill. The fastest I ever went on my motorcycle was 130 miles an hour. And I did that when I was on a highway that had guardrails on each side. So I was told deers don't hop over guardrails. They only cross the highway parts where there aren't any guardrails. And I did 130 miles an hour, playing around. Here we go. I'm playing around at 130 miles an hour on a motorcycle. And when the guardrail stopped, I stopped. It was the only time I ever did 130 miles an hour. I speed when guardrails only. That's it. Any other time when there aren't any guardrails, you can pass me driving a Prius on my motorcycle. You can pass me. I don't do back roads on my motorcycle at all. I will never back road on a motorcycle. That is suicide. That is a suicide road all in its entirety. Too many things run across, too many curves, come around curves, people that are going wide and kind of clip you. I will never take a back road. I'm out here in the Hampton Roads, Virginia, and sometimes I have to go out to Richmond. I actually take Route 10, which is the back road, because I don't like jumping on traffic. But when I have to go out there and I'm on my motorcycles, I always take 64. Not even going to waste my time. Not going to do it. Yeah, not going to do it. But leisure. Why is leisure so accessible? How come it's so easy? Why do people want to do leisure? Why can't people just say, no, I'd rather work hard. I'll definitely benefit from that. Why do I look around, of course, in the community you guys call black, why do I see everybody screwing everybody? There are no morals. Why? Well, I mentioned earlier that it's like the remedy. It's like prescription for those that don't have anything going. But the reason why leisure is at the top of everybody's to-do list, of course, especially in the community where I'm from, the reason why leisure is so easy to do is because of that. It's easy. It's easy. How hard do you got to work to have fun? How hard do you got to work to have fun? Tell me. What preparation do you have to do to have fun? What school do you got to go to have fun? What adjustments do you got to make to go from one having fun situation to the other? What qualifications are there to have fun? What are they? As I look around and I say to myself, it's lonely here at the top. And I would tell individuals that I wouldn't trade a moment of the life that I have of being on top. I would not trade a moment of this life that I have now for 1 second of doing something that has an outcome with a question mark. I just wouldn't do it. So I end this show tonight by saying thank you. I definitely appreciate you listening. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, listen, Solo is giving us the down low. So remember, y'all, we should all regret the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. I will definitely catch you guys in 23 hours. Later, y'all.